It's the After Show.
And Deborah Ross, every week you write a column for your kidsoutandabout.com. I don't know where you come up with the ideas every week. I mean, that's got to be tough, you know?
You know, Tony, in the last couple of years, you provided the inspiration for at least three of those columns.
Wow, okay. I'll take the win.
Look at you.
Did I do this one? Because this week's was about lying.
No.
That might have been me.
That might have been you, yes.
Well, no, I was inspired by the fact that, you know, I always look for, like, as when I'm looking for ideas, I'm like, okay, it's the, you know, what week of it of the year is, or what, like, you know, what holiday is it, or what, you know, it's national whatever. Yeah. And in this this month is National Children's Dental Health Month. So you might think that I'd be talking about children's dental health. But no, I thought it was the perfect occasion to talk about lying. Lying.
And why is that?
Well, what parent has not asked their children, have you brushed your teeth? And that child says, uh-huh, when they haven't actually brushed their teeth. You know, it's like, it actually was the very first lie for both of my children. It was the first lie they told.
Wow.
And yeah, because, like, you know, so brushing your teeth is really boring. I mean, yes. Like, come on, let's just face it. Like, we do this really boring thing two or three times a day for our own, like, future well-being. But with a kid who's really easily bored, for one thing, and who also, like, has no sense of their future dental well-being, so they can't be motivated by that, it's so tempting just to, like, wish that you didn't have to brush your teeth. And in really young kids, wishes, fantasies, and reality get blended. So very, very often, the thing that they want to be true is the thing that kind of is true for them. And so they don't even realize that they're lying when they're lying when they're really young, right? Only like kindergarten after is like the sort of the sense of reality from fantasy kind of, you know, they can tell the difference. And so it was really, you know, important to me to remember that when I had a 3-year-old who was telling me not the truth, to remember that they weren't doing it on purpose, right? And sort of to help them sort of, it's my job for the next couple of years was to help them get a sense of what actually is true and what's not true, the difference between wishing something were true and something actually being true. But then, of course, like, then there's like all these like questions, like, how do you tolerate your kids lying? Do you try to catch them in lies? So it's just an interesting topic that every single parent has to encounter, and sort of like where their tolerance level is. Did your kids lie about brushing their teeth?
Probably, but
please,
you know,
I think Nate still lies.
I'm sure of it, but
it's
annoying. You know, I wasn't the parent that asked, "Did you brush your teeth?" I guess my wife obviously was that parent. Yeah, you know, that's an interesting connection there. I got to be honest, that's an interesting connection. But I'm trying to think what I would have lied about as a kid.
Younger or like teenage?
No,
there's plenty to lie about when you're a teenager.
It's true.
I'm sure I did. But younger, I don't remember doing, you know.
Can I tell you that's something that I lied about as a kid, like a lot? And in fact, it kind of it brings up another, like, something that I don't actually write about in my column. But so when I was a kid, my father was an insane health food nut. Okay, so like there was no white flour, there was no refined sugar. And so he's setting like a kid up to want something really badly that they can't have. And it seems like sort of so arbitrary, right? And I remember, like, if you've ever, like, in the 70s, it was just not cool to be eating whole wheat bread, right? So he kind of set us up to want this thing desperately that we ought not to have wanted. And so the thing that we wanted more than anything was like a cookie. And what it actually, you know what I mean? And so what it actually did was it turned me into, I used to take dimes from his bookcase where he kept like this sort of thing of change. And I know at the time a donut at Dunkin' Donuts was 37 cents. And I know this because I had to steal 4 dimes from his dresser. And I would do this frequently. And so what that did was it actually turned me into a liar and a thief where it just didn't have to be. But I still remember this really, really, really well.
Wow. I guess.
And this sort of made me like, I'm never setting my kids up to fail that way. Like, I don't want to set up this mystique around food or anything else for that matter, you know?
Yeah. Wow. Deborah Ross, liar and thief. They just don't go together.
No, they really don't,
Deborah. Though. Like, it's kind of interesting.
Whole image blown.
I know, right? doing amazing. A Dateline. I turned out as well as I did.
I'm sure. I mean, you believe it. Boy, my goodness. No, as a teenager, I'm sure I lied about a lot. I know I lied about it. I got caught once as a mayor. Here's a good story. I was supposed to be hanging out with some buddies, and I told my parents I was sleeping over a friend's house. We were all sleeping over a friend's house, which in reality, we were all carousing all night long until the police found us, and I had to call my father from the police station at 4 in the morning.
Whoopsies.
Oh.
Yeah. So, now, they didn't arrest us, but, you know, they scared us into, you know, getting in the cop car and taking us to the police station and all of that stuff. And I got to tell you, you don't want to call my father at 4 in the morning saying, "Dad, I'm at the police station. Can you pick me up?" I should have just stayed there. Really? Because they weren't going to arrest me. I didn't do anything wrong. Okay. But they just found a bunch of kids. And here's the weird thing. It was me and one other guy that got caught because my left knee, which bothers me to this day, gave out. And I fell in the cop car. I was on the football field at Gates Jailai. I thought, he's not going to drive the car on the football field. Well, he did.
Oh, my gosh.
Right? But, yeah, so that was the one time I really got caught in a lie. And it was amazing. And here's the cool thing. My brothers stuck up for me because,
really?
Yeah, because they said, "What's the difference if he's at the high school at 4 in the morning or 4 in the afternoon? What do you care? What do the cops care? Why do they care?" So, huh. You know, but they cared. yeah, so that was like, I got caught. So I that's probably why I never bothered lying again, because I did get caught in a good one. So who knows? Who knows? And I know Christy probably broke out of the house many times as a teenager.
Oh, you know it.
Yeah, I know it.
Never got caught, though. Knock on wood. Not that I need to knock on wood now. But I do remember one time when my friend got caught, I chose not to go that night. And I'm so thankful I didn't, because she lied to her dad and said she was at my house and then, or something, she wasn't home.
Right, right.
So he came over at like 5 a.m. and he's like, "Check your daughter's room." My dad was like, "She's in her room." He goes, "No, go check, because my daughter wasn't in her room either."
Hmm.
And I come walking out and he goes, "Yeah, she's here. You can go now." My dad was so rude.
Wow. Just because your daughter lies to you doesn't mean my daughter
right.
lies to
and
me.
Right. And I'm like, see, I'm such a good girl. Once again, lies. No, I was good.
You know, actually, by the time I was about 14, my parents were so busy getting divorced that they didn't end up paying attention to what we all did, what my sister and I did. So I didn't actually have to sneak out of the house just because they weren't really paying attention. Like, they had bigger fish to fry. So I kind of had the benefit of not having to lie.
Yeah. Well, with that, I think that's
that's the after show.